The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
They used to bring granola. No, it's just straight up topsoil.
Well, there is some American granola. There is some granola that tastes like dirt.
Yes.
So these influencers claim it helps everything. It will help you with everything.
Probably not your teeth.
Well, no. There are some that say it helps with teeth. It'll help your gut
Look
health.
Look at the worms.
It'll reduce wrinkles. It'll cure acne. And the idea behind it.
Your social life will be shot.
This is what they're saying. The idea behind it is that dirt is loaded with so many minerals that are good for you that your body absorbs them and every illness you have is taken care of.
But isn't there also like toxins in the soil?
Well, here's the thing, stupid. You can't just eat dirt off the ground. You have to
Where else do you get dirt from the ground?
You have to buy their special
dirt that they're selling you.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't tell me they're special, like organic special dirt?
No, look, normal dirt, to your point, is loaded with chemicals.
Yeah, you don't know what's been on that dirt.
So do they wash the dirt?
No, they will
also known as mud.
They will sell you special dirt known as biodynamic soil.
Man. So how do I eat it? Do I sprinkle it like salt?
No, it comes in chunks and it looks like clay.
Chunky dirt?
Yep. And they sell it using language like medium to hard crunch or a pleasant earthy taste.
Mm.
So there is a legitimate medical condition.
Like people who are lacking certain like nutrients and things, like they crave dirt and clay, and they
it's a real thing. And like there's, there's
chalk.
Science.
I remember one girl ate chalk.
Yeah, and there's science that says like when you're hungry for a certain kind of food, that your body needing that, your body knows that there's nutrients that you need in that. So like for example, if you wake up and you crave an orange, you need vitamin C, something like that, right? But this is not that. This is not eating it out of compulsion. This is eating it because you want to make your body
proactive. Right. I guess.
But you got to get the right dirt, like you said.
Yeah. So, by the way, just to be clear,
what a scam.
Yeah, somebody asked actual nutrition experts about it, and they say, do not eat dirt without talking to your doctor first.
Yeah, what does it do to like your digestive tract?
Makes it muddy.
Yeah.
But then
how about when you take the mud dumps, legitimate mud dumps? You got the slides, baby.
Mud pies.
So they say there is almost no scientific evidence to back these claims up. They say that the clays that you are buying from these influencers are not regulated, so you don't know what you're eating. They also say the biggest concern would be in this dirt that you're buying or in dirt that you find in the ground, heavy metals like mercury and
lead.
So
I was right. There's toxins in the dirt.
No, yes. You shouldn't eat dirt, obviously. You don't have to be a brain surgeon
You were kind of going pro-dirt there.
No, I was not pro-dirt.
Yeah,
I was,
shut me up.
My tongue was purely in cheek, and which is hard because my cheek is full of dirt right now that I've been eating. Oh, come on, people. I don't mean to sound
like... suckers all the time, man.
Maybe they're aiming...
dirt?
They're aiming it at people who are already eating dirt. So if you're going to eat dirt, eat a healthier dirt. I don't know.
But the amount of, like, when I watch TV, like regular TV, and it's all aimed for people my age.
Sure, yeah.
Right? So it's all pecker pills, any kind of medicine, and then they have those supplements, like, for everything. And, like, I'm reading this going, if that actually worked, this supplement you're trying to sell me for, like, my memory, you'd be a gazillionaire.
100%.
If you could give me back all my memory. But it's all snake oil.
And that's just it. Like, how many times do we have to do this over and over
It'll
and over
be endless
again?
Because the next generation falls for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
This stuff's been going. Because I remember the big thing with my parents' generation was Geritol.
Okay.
And it was a liquid that you drank. They gave you youth. You get your youth back if you drank Geritol. And it was sponsored. They sponsored that crap all over the place.
They made a movie about it. It was called Cocoon.
Yes. And it didn't work because they all dropped dead at 60 because all they did was chain smoke and eat charbroiled steaks.
Which, by the way, is not the worst way to die.
It's the best way to die.
Choking on a charbroiled steak.
Oh, while you're burning one.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Health experts are warning you not to listen to dirt-eating influencers on TikTok and Instagram. And I wish that was not a real sentence that we had to say, but that's the thing. People are buying. They're buying dirt and eating it.
Special dirt.
They're buying dirt. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Don't eat dirt because the number one thing that'll get you is heavy metal poisoning. There are so many heavy metals that live in the soil that are filtered out by different processes. But if you just scoop it up and eat it, you're probably going to get lead, cadmium poisoning, palladium poisoning, any number of things which will probably kill you in a pretty good amount of time.
The only heavy metal you should enjoy
is
that weird-ass cartoon from the 1970s that has all kind of sexual and horror themes to it.
Oh, heavy metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I live my life by statistics, 14.5% of men are over 6 feet tall in America, 33% of them are obese, and 25% of them make over $100,000. That makes only 1.1% of American men available for the 666 number.
Call it. Good 1%.
And you got to marry him young.
Calm down over there, Amish Tommy.
No, you got to get him young.
That's such a weird
Amish
thought.
Jeremy, thank you for the statistics, and thank you for the information about not eating dirt.
Adios, Dicolones.
There goes Jeremy. See, he ate mercury, and now he talks like that.
What?
There are a lot of things I can tolerate in other human beings, right? Like, I don't have to agree with everything you think, right? And I can
giggle. You should listen to their ideas and opinions.
Sure. And I can even giggle at people that do things that I believe are pointless or unnecessary. But I will say this.
Like endless kettlebell exercises.
Those are not pointless and unnecessary. My shoulders are so strong.
So what are you supposed to be? Get ready so you don't have to be ready?
No, it's stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Right. Hashtag stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Hashtag no days off. But if I found out that a friend of mine was buying dirt and eating it, I can't be that person's friend anymore.
But you know somebody in your life has some kind of supplement that they take that is absolutely pointless.
Or, I mean, some like weird thing that just makes them feel better that has no actual value to it. But like they may not share that with you, but who knows what they do in the privacy of their own home.
My brother's a big vitamin guy.
My oldest
brother. He's big on all these vitamins. Because I might be missing a little something.
Okay.
And he takes endless amounts of this stuff.
But here's the thing.
And I know they don't work.
But there is legitimate science to some of the vitamin stuff, some of the supplement stuff.
Kind of.
And, look, and that's just it. Like, I would understand why someone, if you weren't talking, I'm very fortunate to have a medical expert in my family, right? She's a doctor, right? So, like.
Your dad.
Right? But, like, I could see myself going down the road of supplements and stuff like that, things I didn't need, right? I understand why that could happen to somebody. I cannot wrap my mind around seeing someone on Instagram telling you to eat dirt, selling you said dirt.
It is genius. If you could sell somebody dirt, you're the man.
It's not genius. That's the other thing about it.
Like, but you pulled it off. Like, you made money on it.
Selling someone on a pyramid scheme is genius, right? Like, to have that ability, that's genius. Selling someone a lemon of a car, that's an argument of genius. Selling someone dirt doesn't make the salesman a genius. It makes the purchaser an idiot.
Yeah, but you found the right sucker. Sucker.
And by the way, don't suck on the dirt. You got to chew it.
Oh, yeah. Chew slowly.
Chew your dirt, people.
Slowly. You don't want to choke on your dirt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.